Well, as we look at our happenings on the livestock side, should be as no surprise to any of us that the feeder cattle have reacted like they have.
They took off the races. They've been really pushed down here. And, you know, they're still going to be under a lot of pressure because of the length of losses that have been sustained here in the beef industry. And I think the corn market is definitely going to help as that gives a little bit of a bullish momentum. But they need to be at a price that that allows properly back into the feed yards.
What about for cattle in general? I mean, these futures continue to gain on packers paying higher cash.
Oh, again, nice little rally here on the cash market. Last week we were around 198 for a lot of the dressed beef prices. Here today we're at 204 from the majors, 205 on some of the regionals. Box beef is still under pressure as it's down at 125. It's well under 190 now at 188.71. We really need to get that pushing back toward that 200. But in order to do that, we need some demand going. And I think there's part of the reason for the rally here in the cattle futures is that we get some nice weather, and they're anticipating even further, maybe some pent-up demand that's going to occur for grilling season.
Which is good news there.
It definitely is. We need to get not only the beef moving, but also the pork to get some stability in these markets.
Now, they got a market, the pork is, that continue to see light pressure this week.
They have been under pressure here for quite some time. You know, they're looking at maybe supply coming in the second quarter. It's not as large of decrease as typical, so that's got them a little bit under pressure. Just don't have that export demand with the pork either, and they're looking at supplies actually being a little higher. We're gonna have a hog all hog report here.